I started snowboarding when I was fairly young, around 6 or 7 years old. It actually wasn't my first choice of sport. I wanted to ski like my parents. But the coach I had wasn't very good at his job, and so my parents decided to find me something else to do. By chance, they mentioned this to some of their friends, who also had children that were looking for a winter sport coach. It turned out that one of them had the contact information for a reputable snowboard instructor. It's funny that all of this was about 11 years ago, and we still train together even now. Of course, some of our people have left, and others have joined, but for the most part, I'm snowboarding with the same people I started with. I certainly wasn't a natural at the sport. In fact, it took me a whole season just to be able to get down a learner slope without falling off my board. Years later, my coach joked to my parents about the amount of money he thought he could make from me when he saw how many extra lessons I would need. But since then, I think it's fair to say my abilities have improved somewhat. At least, the coach of the national winter sports team seems to think I have some skill on a snowboard. Last year, I was chosen to represent my country at an international competition being held in the mountains of Turkey. Being part of the national team was an incredible experience, from flying on the official government jet to being interviewed for Turkish TV. One moment that stood out for me was meeting the competitors from other nations and realizing, at that moment anyway, there were no differences between us. Everyone there was there to do themselves and their country proud, and to have a good time doing so. Competitions aren't always so glamorous. I remember my first race a long time ago now. We were staying in some old wooden huts. The smell of damp wood was almost overpowering. I couldn't believe we were going to be staying there. None of us got much sleep that night. The air was cold and wet. The odour was unpleasant, and whenever there was a noise outside, it set your heart racing. A group of young people, alone in an old hut on a snowy mountain. We felt like we were in our own horror story. To top it off, the coaches and support staff got to sleep in a warm and cozy cabin. On reflection, I guess it wasn't all that bad. Everyone survived the night and nobody got ill. And after the race, we were greeted by the camp attendant, who had a large box of donuts for us. I think my favourite part of snowboarding isn't actually the sport itself, though I do love it. Rather, it's the stunning locations I get to spend my weekends in the winter. Sometimes I find the views both of and from the mountain absolutely breathtaking. Without a doubt, I am happiest when on or going down a snow-covered mountain. I mean, mountains look good at any time of year, but there's just something more special about them when they're covered in white powder. If any of you are interested in this sport, I wholeheartedly encourage you to take it up. If you do so, I advise you to get a coach and do exactly what they say. Sometimes the things they ask you to do seem impossible, to go against the laws of physics. But most of the time, at least, they do know what they are doing. Throw yourself into the sport. Push yourself. The rewards will be fantastic. I started snowboarding when I was fairly young, around 6 or 7 years old. It actually wasn't my first choice of sport. I wanted to ski like my parents. But the coach I had wasn't very good at his job, and so my parents decided to find me something else to do. By chance, they mentioned this to some of their friends, who also had children that were looking for a winter sport coach. It turned out that one of them had the contact information for a reputable snowboard instructor. It's funny that all of this was about 11 years ago, and we still train together even now. Of course, some of our people have left, and others have joined, but for the most part, I'm snowboarding with the same people I started with. I certainly wasn't a natural at the sport. In fact, it took me a whole season just to be able to get down a learner slope without falling off my board. Years later, my coach joked to my parents about the amount of money he thought he could make from me when he saw how many extra lessons I would need. but since then I think it's fair to say my abilities have improved somewhat. At least, the coach of the national winter sports team seems to think I have some skill on a snowboard. Last year I was chosen to represent my country at an international competition being held in the mountains of Turkey. Being part of the national team was an incredible experience, from flying on the official government jet to being interviewed for Turkish TV. One moment that stood out for me was meeting the competitors from other nations and realizing, at that moment anyway, there were no differences between us. Everyone there was there to do themselves and their country proud, and to have a good time doing so. Competitions aren't always so glamorous. I remember my first race a long time ago now. We were staying in some old wooden huts. The smell of damp wood was almost overpowering. I couldn't believe we were going to be staying there. None of us got much sleep that night. The air was cold and wet. The odour was unpleasant. And whenever there was a noise outside, it set your heart racing. A group of young people alone in an old hut on a snowy mountain. We felt like we were in our own horror story. To top it off, the coaches and support staff got to sleep in a warm and cozy cabin. On reflection, I guess it wasn't all that bad. Everyone survived the night and nobody got ill. And after the race, we were greeted by the camp attendant, who had a large box of donuts for us. I think my favourite part of snowboarding isn't actually the sport itself, though I do love it. Rather, it's the stunning locations I get to spend my weekends in the winter. Sometimes I find the views both of and from the mountain absolutely breathtaking. Without a doubt, I am happiest when on or going down a snow-covered mountain. I mean, mountains look good at any time of year, but there's just something more special about them when they're covered in white powder. If any of you are interested in this sport, I wholeheartedly encourage you to take it up. If you do so, I advise you to get a coach and do exactly what they say. Sometimes the things they ask you to do seem impossible, to go against the laws of physics. But most of the time, at least, they do know what they are doing. Throw yourself into the sport. Push yourself. The rewards will be fantastic.